Welcome back to the Reality Server podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we are coming to you to talk about two shows that we have been talking about, I guess. We are talking about The Bachelorette and Claimed Fame today. Okay, so getting started here, talking about The Bachelorette, Abby, what are your thoughts on this episode? Episode three, two, three, three, episode three.
Oh my God, I don't know. It's infuriating. I think I don't know. I guess things are interesting, to put it nicely. But yeah, I don't know. I thought it was good. Because I thought it was interesting to watch. But these
No,
men
that
are something else.
So there was a lot of drama this episode. Did your MVP go to anybody that was involved in the drama, or did you go a different route with your MVP?
You know what? I kind of was going to go a different route. I was going to go with totally blanking on his name, but the guy who won the strip contest, the one who wore a hospital gown the first night,
Is it Jonathan?
Jonathan, because he won the strip contest. He's so cute and sweet. But no, I actually ended up going with Devin.
You went with Devin. Okay. So
I did.
I gave Devin an MVP honorable mention. So I understand why I think you did that. At least I think. Well, why did you do that?
I think because I can't stand Thomas and Sam and Aaron so much, and I think he honestly really held his cool really well with them. And
So Sam N, he during this like talent show thing, strip thing, no, not talent show, strip thing for sure.
how he defended him.
Yes. So Sam N,
I like that.
he tells he says he's like he loves her and he's the one who's the love virgin. And okay, first of all, I like hate his excuse of like, oh, I'm saving it for like one girl, and the girl that I want to be my girlfriend is going to be the girl who I marry, and I just want it to be one person. And like, I'm just gonna say, like, I have been in, I guess, like a situationship with somebody like that when I was in high school, and he ended up, I don't know. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that at all. Just like the things that he's saying, I'm like, oh my gosh, these are like exactly things that I'm. And so I'm not into like the Sam N saying that he loves her thing, his whole storyline, never been in love, love virgin, whatever. I'm not into it. But that being said, I agree. I think Devin held himself really well, saying like you don't need to apologize for any feelings that you have, especially like I think it maybe was in like one of the ITMs that Devin did, and he's like, you know, like he's never been in love before. He doesn't understand these feelings that he's feeling right now. Like, even it might not be love, but he doesn't know that. He's never been in love before. So I appreciated that about Devin. So yeah, I agree. I gave him an MVP honorable mention, but I actually gave Spencer my MVP.
Oh yeah, he was good. That was the first one-on-one date, or the only one-on-one date this episode, right?
Yeah. So
Okay.
they had like the helicopter ride or whatever, sightseeing helicopter ride, and Jen was like
Oh my
showing.
God, so much happened after that date. It's like I almost forgot about it. So.
Well, I liked how like impressed Jen was with what a gentleman he was with, like buckling her seatbelt, opening the door, pouring her champagne. It was just like really, really cute and gentlemanly. And then also, you know, he talked about his past relationship and how he is divorced, and I just thought that all of that was, I think, I don't know if they cut it out of his storyline or if maybe he didn't share it in this moment, but I saw on Spencer's Instagram, let me find it here, but He also had like a major weight loss journey. He used to be 300 pounds.
Whoa.
After,
God.
yeah.
Good for him.
Oh, it says, let's see. Man, I should have screenshotted it. I can't find it. Well, it doesn't. Oh, here it is. There's a lot of new fat faces here. So I think I should let you know a little bit more about me. Talks about his mom, talks about his business, and then he says, in 2021, I hit an all-time low mentally, but especially physically. After lockdown, I found myself weighing almost 300 pounds, and I was coming off of the hardest breakup of my life. I had slipped into a hole with really poor habits, and after having played Division I college football, I had become someone I didn't even recognize anymore. I knew that I could either let life keep me down or I could get back up and fight. I decided to get back up, and I lost over 70 pounds. I have run two ultra marathons and have made fitness a part of my life every day. Most importantly, I feel better than I ever have physically, but also mentally. So, yeah, I gave my MVP to Spencer. I mean, obviously not for the Instagram post, but that adds into, just the episode that he had and what a good, I don't know. We got to know Spencer a little bit more, so I gave him my MVP.
Yeah, I like him.
I gave Sam M and Thomas N my LVP this episode because they were the complete mean girls of the episode, laughing at Sam. I gave Sam N an LVP honorable mention just because I'm just not a fan of what he did. And had Sam M and Thomas N not been such complete assholes, then Sam N would have probably had the ran away with the LVP. But they were just terrible. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's literally like these two like know that they're like front runners. Like Sam M, obviously he's the first impression rose. Like obviously he's like very attractive. Thomas being like the only Asian that's there, Jen being Asian, like obviously they both know that they're front runners, and it's like literally they just like think that they're so much better than everybody else. I can't.
I don't know. I guess when was the last Bachelorette charity season? I don't remember anyone being this
Patty?
or unlikable or yes, I so it's so funny that you say that because Sam in I was like I wasn't a, I'm with you. I was not a huge fan of his approach. I think he was embarrassed about having to do that. And he just panicked and went a different way, but it did not land the way maybe it should have. So he totally would have been LVP for me, except between Aaron, Salmon, and Thomas.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even have Aaron in there. Aaron,
Yeah, so
terrible.
I put Aaron as my LVP with the freaking
Book or not book, leaving and not telling her during the date. Like, what the? I, no.
I mean, to tell her what he said and not give her any names was one of the shittiest things I've ever seen on this show.
Yeah. I mean, I think that one of the worst things that I've seen is him getting the phone call, talking about it all throughout the date, but not to her. And then just like acting like everything's cool during the date. And then when he like doesn't get the rose, it's like, what if he would have gotten the rose? Was he gonna stay? Obviously not. It was
No.
like, I just.
I fully believe this man knew he was probably going to get those calls. He went on to try to do his 5 minutes. And
That's so
I
stupid.
think,
They come next season. Like, I don't know what to tell you, man.
he really even care was is even really looking for love. I don't know. I think he came to do his 5 minutes. He thought the book thing was going to be funny. He thought, well,
The
Jin's
book
not
makes it
putting,
not funny.
and Jin, I don't know how what his thought process was, but he knew he wasn't just way up there because he didn't get the rose. I don't think he would have stayed anyways. And I'm going to flight school. I don't know. It was just all such an arrogant. I would have liked him anyways. And good, go do your flight school. That's amazing. Still wouldn't have liked him. He wasn't a likable person. But then to say that there's people there not for the right reasons, but I'm not going to tell you who. I mean, that's basically what he did. It was like a fifth
Or
grader.
like what he meant by that. Like if it was that they weren't ready, like she like asked him like multiple
Yeah.
like what do you mean by that, or if you're not, and he couldn't give her, I'm just telling you that's what I know. What do you mean that's what you know? You're not saying anything.
Have you seen anything like about that, like out, like on Twitter or on podcast or anything?
What exactly?
Like
Like
him, why he did that? Can they
oh,
do interviews yet?
I don't know, but I haven't seen anything with him. But I don't know if he would do an interview because he didn't come off well.
No, but I think he was trying to. I think he maybe was thinking he did. Just like Sam Min is like wanting to be. I'm really disappointed in Thomas too, because he is such a little, oh, the cool kid,
Likes me.
Sam,
Now I'm.
yeah, is my friend, and I'm just gonna, just like last week, he totally egged Sam in, was the one that told Tom, no, you go get her, or you go get, he egged him on to do that.
Okay, so I haven't listened yet, but on Bachelor Happy Hour, Joe and Serena had Sam N on to talk about being the love virgin. So maybe I should listen to that before I am too critical. But that's who they've had on. They haven't had Aaron on.
I really wish that name wasn't a thing too.
What do you mean?
The love virgin. I can't stand that. I hope he goes home next week because I don't want to hear that anymore.
I
What
know.
is that?
He's like never been in love. He's never said I love you.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like when during his intro, his limo entrance, he like went, he was like, I just wanted you to know that I'm a virgin of love. I've never been in love before. I've never said I love you. I'm waiting for to tell my girlfriend that I love them when I get a girlfriend. I've never had a girlfriend before because when I want to have a girlfriend, it's going to be the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with, and it's going to be something that's really serious and blah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Love virgin. Yeah. Not a fan. But Sam M, on the other hand, even though he is a huge asshole, he did have a quote. He was feeling himself during the group date. It was like a strip date. And I, first of all, a lot of those dates where they have the guys in like Speedos and stuff, it's like kind of uncomfortable and like you don't, I don't really, I don't know. I feel like they're not well received by the audience all the time. But I liked this one, I think, a little bit more because they embraced what it actually was. It was like these are the stripper moves that they're learning from these like Magic Mike guys basically. And I liked that it was like actually like we're just gonna call it what it is. So Sam M,
Yeah, that was a good one.
he has a quote during it where he says mic drop bitch. So that's 'cause he was really feeling himself after it. So I gave him a quote for that. And then the fight that we're talking about and the reason that Devin is up there for MVP this week is his quote. He says, "You have no reason to still feel sorry for what you do or who you are, and you deserve to feel how you feel. And anybody who decides that it's not right, they have their own issues."
That was Devin.
Yep.
I cannot believe I'm team Devin.
I know, seriously. But he seems to be, I don't know, likable. They're making him seem likable.
I know. I really liked him this episode.
And then my last quote, Jen, she says, if you think that this is not the place that you should be, then you need to get out. Got it? When she just like kind of went off on the men.
That was one of mine too. Another one of mine, of hers is, I think I had, I think all of hers. Oh, when she said to Aaron, I think I already said this, when she's like, what you're doing is just cruel by not telling her anything. And then she was pissed too, man. She kept her cool. And then she said, as a woman, it's important to know what's down under their hearts. After the strip thing. No, those are the only two I had. Oh, Devin's one I had that you said. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a good I'm surprised I even liked it, but I don't know.
I should say too, I was wrong about Hakeem somehow. But he ended up leaving this episode.
I know you put that out in the universe. Thanks a lot, Christina.
I don't, yeah. But I was, oh, Abby's gonna be happy he's still here.
And then womp womp womp. I want him on Paradise. No, I just
Yeah.
love him.
He'll
I just.
definitely be on Paradise for sure. Aaron, the whole reason he went on this is to go on Paradise. Well, we're gonna see a lot of these guys on. I think that the casting pool for Paradise, especially since they skipped a year, is gonna be huge. It's gonna be like
Yeah.
a COVID year. Like, yeah, it'll be good. So, do you have any final thoughts on Bachelorette before we move on to Claim to Fame?
No, oh, here's my thought. I don't know if it's next episode, but it looks like someone from Jen's past comes back.
Yeah.
And I just want to say right now, I'm going to be really disappointed if he's coming back to ask to be, because hasn't someone done that before? They've asked to come back and be
Like,
part of the Hannah B did.
I like
Didn't
Nick.
she? Yeah, I think anyways, if it's I don't know if it's a bachelor from the past that she's somehow ran into along the way, it could be one of those. But if it's a man like that we don't know from her past and she lets him into the running, I'm going to be really disappointed. Because all she's talked about last season and these three episodes is how she's never been in a relationship where she's been respected. And so I hope it's not one of her like exes or somebody that did her wrong that wants another chance. And I hope she doesn't say yes. If she turns him away, I'll be happy. Or if someone she ran into from the Bachelor world, that'd be kind of interesting. But
I feel like that's been done though, because that's what Nick did on Caitlyn's season. Because they were like kind of DMing and talking. And then she became a bachelorette, so they obviously stopped talking because she was a bachelorette. And then he asked to be on her season like a couple weeks in. So, yeah, obviously that would be interesting, but
didn't Hannah B do that with Peter too?
I don't think she asked to come back. I think it was like more like a closure.
Closure. Okay.
Yeah, like they wanted her to come back. I don't think she would have been this season, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Jen's doing a really good job. I think the men are doing a good job providing us drama. I think that they're doing a good job with giving us people that we love to hate. Yeah, I. I like the season so far a lot. Okay, so moving on to episode three of Claim to Fame. Michelle, who what do you think of this season so far as a whole, first of all, I guess?
It's compared to the first two seasons, I don't like it as much. I think they are trying to make it like all the challenges the same but different, and they're adding all these twists to the challenges. Like in the first episode, I didn't feel like they needed to have people have three talents. I thought that was kind of weird, and then they edited it together weird. Just the one would have been fine. And then they changed the telephone challenge. I didn't really like the changes they made to that. And then somebody even got hurt during it. So that was okay. And then the other thing I think that so far, I feel like everyone so far is a niece or a nephew of a celebrity and not a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister, which I don't find it as compelling. I don't know.
I don't know if that. I feel like it makes it maybe less compelling because it's harder to know who that person is, maybe.
Yeah, I don't, maybe because like the first season, Simone Biles' sister was on it and she just looks exactly like her, so it was so funny. Everybody knew who she was immediately. And then I liked the guy who won, like Gabriel last season and Chris last season. They're all like immediate family members of celebrities, and we haven't really had that yet that we know of.
Okay, so who was your MVP then this episode?
I put Adam as my MVP because he has his alliance with Naomi and Hud, and he kind of steered Miguel in the wrong way on Diedrich. He got hurt on the telephone challenge, but he still did really well even when he got hurt. So those are my reasons.
I gave my MVP to Mackenzie. I thought that we're really starting to see her start gaming and have some ideas, have some good ideas, start to form some relationships. I thought that, I don't know, I really started to see who she is as a player this episode. So I gave mine to Mackenzie.
I have no idea who her relative is.
Well,
I have
she.
like no clue. All I know is she said something about goatee. So I was trying to think who's famously has a goatee, and I couldn't even think of anyone.
Yeah, she said a couple different things, but yeah, I have no idea who hers is either. And then I gave my LVP to Miguel. I just, yeah, he clearly like didn't know what was going on. He got eliminated. He did a good job of keeping his celebrity relative concealed. I don't think anybody would have guessed that, but with leaving anyways, it doesn't really matter. But he was just kind of a hot mess the whole episode, so I gave it to Miguel.
He was so entertaining though. Oh my God. I don't know. He entertained me so much. Even the last episode when he did that trick with Diedrich, where Diedrich was like, "Oh, I heard him say Banderas in the mirror." I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, I liked him a lot too. I think that the boot order has been kind of sad. I really liked the last person who got eliminated too. I can't think of her name right now.
The girl who was pretending to be country.
Gracie Liu or whatever.
She was awesome. She was
Yeah.
so good. Oh, I know. Oh, well.
My quote this episode I gave to Naomi. She said, "I may not have known that that was a Thousand Island, but normally I'm pretty intelligent."
I don't think I would have ever got that. I guess if you're down to process of elimination. Maybe. But I
It's
think that was hard.
interesting that it didn't even say like 1,000 or anything on it.
You just had a note, but based on the color, right? So I thought that was kind of
Yeah.
hard. I don't know. I thought that was really hard, actually.
I agree. What did you have any quotes this episode? And who was your
Oh, LVP?
LVP, I gave it to Naomi because she did a kind of a bad job in that challenge.
Okay.
And she might have done something, I can't remember now. She might have done something else that made me give her the LVP, but that's probably just the way she performed in the challenge. And then for quotes, Mackenzie was saying that she thinks Adam is related to David Schwimmer. And then she's saying, like, Adam, this is not your day, your month, or even your year. And that made me laugh.
Yes, that was good. That was really good. And okay, so Miguel is stupid for not, they should have guessed that Adam is related to David Schwimmer. That's what he should have guessed. I can't believe that. After Adam tried to redirect.
What are the clues for David Schwimmer? I didn't get it. It was Madagascar. I never seen that movie, so I guess I didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't really get it either, but it's the fact that when, for me, it's the fact that when Mackenzie asked or told Adam about it, he was like, redirect to Matthew McConaughey. So it's like,
That was weird. It was kind of weird.
so I don't know. That's my thought on it, I guess. But then I also last week thought that Miguel was for sure going to be related to the I Love Lucy person.
Oh, Desi Arnaz. Yep.
Yes.
Actually, I was at a restaurant today and they were playing old I Love Lucy Epps, and I thought of him.
Okay, so when I was younger, this is so funny. When we would go on vacations, we would, me and my brother, I don't know why I Love Lucy, but we would, for some reason, we would ask my dad, like, how many more like Lucy episodes until we get there? And that's like, I don't know how we would like tell time was like
Oh.
two more Lucy episodes. But yeah, so that's my I Love Lucy story. But I was convinced that he was related to him, and I was wrong. So I really have no idea who a lot of these people are,
I
other
would
than
have
I saw a
guessed
spoiler on one person.
his. He did such a good. I would have never guessed his ever, ever.
No, never, never.
Even the last episode, not Gracie Liu. I never would have guessed Gracie Liu's either. But Jillian, I never would have guessed John Stamos for her. Like there was no clues towards that. I just like I don't know.
Wait, so has anyone been right so far? One
No,
person.
they, this is why it's not a good season, in my opinion, because every single person's been wrong so far.
The clues are not good enough.
I thought the wine bottle clue from Naomi was super obvious, but then Gracie Liu couldn't pick her, so she got screwed.
So does that clue go back now, or is it gone?
I think it's gone. I don't think it went back. Did it go back? I have no idea. I thought it was gone. I thought it left with Gracie Liu. And I was thinking, I wonder if she told anyone what it was.
Crazy. Okay.
Well, last season, I think, if I remember correctly, I don't know, everyone was guessing right. I think they only misguessed like two or three.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember, honestly, but I feel like a lot of people, because we had a double elimination last episode too, so it's like four people have been eliminated so far.
Five. Was it a double this time?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Just
Okay,
one
four.
person.
Look at me talking like I watched the episode.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I think Diedrich is becoming more and more obvious.
Yeah. He's the only one that I think is super obvious.
Okay,
But
I had my guess on him from episode one, so y'all need to text me and tell me who you think it is.
But now, you know what? I'm second guessing it because the way he and Miguel played, like they were like trying to implicate themselves as being related to someone. And at one point, Diedrich said he called himself Mr. Jackson. So
Yeah.
was he just trick them or not? I don't think he, I think it was a slip of the tongue. It seemed like too real to me.
It seemed like a slip of the tongue to me too, but I
Now,
don't
my
know.
thing is, if he like, there's a lot of like, what if his dad is one of the brothers? Do people have to guess who like that relative is?
You're
Yes. If
so
they say
is
Michael or they say Latoya and it's not Michael and it's not Latoya, is that a problem? Like they got, I guess they got to look at the clues and figure out which one it is if that's truly the case.
I think that is the way it works because I think
Yeah.
that there's, yeah, somebody else who's related to multiple people.
Well, like last season, someone was related to an Osmond. Multiple Osmonds are famous, so they had to guess the right Osmond.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. We'll see how it is with these last people because I don't know everyone's relative. Like, I don't really have good guesses on everyone, but I hope there's some that it's like, it's my mom, it's my dad, it's my brother, it's my sister. I don't want it to all be niece and nephew and like distant relative.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I really like this show, so I agree. I hope that it is people who are more like, oh. But it is cool, like even I don't know, Jamie Lee Curtis is cool, but it would be cooler if it was her kid, not her nephew.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see what happens. I forget what the preview is for next week. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember either. And sometimes I feel like I see clips and it's or like a preview of something, and then I can't remember if it was like in the episode or if it's like for the next episode. It just like all kind of sometimes runs together for me.
I wish they would bring back people from previous seasons. I think that would be fun. They should figure out a way to do that.
How would you do that though if you already know their celebrity relative?
Have them like help in a challenge or something.
Oh, that would be interesting. Oh, I
The
saw
cast members, like just bring them back for a challenge or something for fun.
Speaking of Chris Osmond, I saw he started a podcast and shoot, I'm blanking on her name, but the chick who is related to Dolly Parton is his first guest.
I don't remember.
Too bad this show isn't more popular because, or is it really popular? Because I could see.
I think it kind of is popular because it replaced Bachelor time period last fall.
Jane,
Couldn't you see someone on this show being on Traitors?
Yeah.
Like, I
Yeah,
think that'd be a good show for them to transition to if there was like a standout star from season one or two.
like a
But
Chris,
yeah.
Gabriel, Chris, Logan,
Yeah.
I forget her first name, but Kiki Palmer had a relative that was a good Lauren, maybe. I don't remember. But I just looked up Dolly Parton. I remember her now. She went as Jane on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, so I haven't listened to the podcast, but that's out there, so give it a listen.
That's cool.
Is there anything else you two want to talk about right now? I know we only have two shows right now, so these go obviously pretty quick.
Well, the challenge will be back soon, right? A couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks. I think the 13th or 14th, something like that.
Yeah, I think there's like a preview episode. I gotta figure out when that's on.
Oh, that might be the week before then.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll try to make sure I record that or watch that.
Okay.
I
Sounds
have not watched one episode of Big Brother.
neither have
Really?
I.
I have
Really?
not. No.
It was actually a really good first week. It was dramatic. It was like fighting. It was a split vote. It was really good.
Then I'm gonna try to watch it, or at least
Yeah.
start watching it. This used to be my show. I've gotten so uninterested in it over the
No,
past
this
couple
season's good.
years.
The only gripe I have is like I'm not really a super live feeds viewer, but like the few times like Friday night when I finished watching the fan, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna put the live feeds on fish. Or yesterday there was like a time when Rhett went to nap and I'm like, oh, let me put the live feeds on fish. Like I haven't been able to watch any of the live feeds. It's barely on. I
Oh,
thought they were gonna take it away. well they sure are cutting a lot of it out, I'll tell you that.
I've heard there's like a lot of fighting, and that's why.
I guess. I don't know. It's I the few times I've tried to watch it, it's been so unwatchable because it's like they show something and they cut to fish or they cut to a different kid. It's been very hard to watch, and I see a lot of people complaining that the feeds are barely on this season. And you can't rewind anymore. You used to be able to flash back. They took that away.
No way. I do not like that at all. You,
I don't know.
I saw CBS. I think they got sold to like Showdance. Is that right?
Skydance. Yep.
Skydance. Okay. That's yeah. That's unfortunate. I think a lot of these shows belong on like a Peacock network, but that's too bad.
I mean, the live feeds are like the one thing that like makes the show different than all these other shows that we watch. So they gotta fix it.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. But I think that that's part of, I mean, I guess I don't really know, but I imagine that that's part of why they keep getting cut is because of who owns them. I feel like on like Peacock, Bravo, those shows, it's not the same. They don't get censored in the same way that these happened recently. Even
Love Island, it showed a lot of stuff.
yeah. Wait, what? You said they left out a lot of stuff?
Oh no, I said they showed
Oh.
it like swearing, like everything. Like very like I feel like they really didn't hold back on that show.
Yeah, I totally agree. So it's unfortunate that that happened, but I guess it is what it is, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes from here. But yeah, the only thing I haven't enjoyed is the it's been hard to watch any live feeds.
Well, I'll have to check out the season, and maybe I don't know, it'll be good now that a few episodes are out, I think.
Yeah.
Any other final thoughts?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.